Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
What up, man? I'm Smith. That's Webb. And we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. Webb, this is Wager Maker Podcast number 39.
Time flies, baby. 39.
Time flies.
That's
so we
right.
got 39. I'm thinking, only one thing that comes to mind, old mad dog, broken nose, single looking face mask, crazy looking shit.
Larry Zonka
from the Miami Dolphins back in the day.
And we had the Dominator, Dominic Hasek, the goalie. He won me some money there a couple of times. He was a goalie in the finals. I don't even remember the team, but he came up big, maybe the Red Wings or something, but he came up big for me a couple of times. So I'll give the heads up to, Dominic Hasek.
All right. Fair enough. Larry Zonka, Hannah Hasek. Good to go. All right. Webb, went on our big Vegas trip last week. I told Colin and Webb, Colin and Brad over and over again, I was going to win them money, and it didn't work out too good. They decided to stake me with $400 and said, do whatever you want with this and just let us know who we're rooting for. And at the end of the week, we want to win some money.
Right. And you want to hand them a stack of cash.
Yeah. It didn't go so good. So those guys, I think we're going to try and be on a show next week or record a little something and let me know how it went. They said taking food out of their baby's mouths and everything
right.
like that. So
that's
they
right.
got a lot of, they're supposed to be coming up with some stuff, but, rough weekend as far as that goes. Had a lot of college, late season college games and some of the smaller conference tournament games. Just had a rough time getting going with that.
I blame the Boston Celtics.
All right. That's fine with me. You can blame the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, they fucked me a couple times hard. They were up by 18 against the Thunder. They didn't cover. And then the night before they were up, against somebody else too late. They couldn't fall. Someone hit a 3-pointer on them at the end. And, it was two easy spreads. They had covered less than four, I think. And it was two in a row. It was a double whammy back to back that smacked me. I know you had them in your parlay there.
Yeah.
On one of them.
Well, I started out Saturday, had all kinds of games, man. I don't know if I could have tried to pick all losers. And I couldn't have came up as good as this was.
I think I went
about 2-8 or something like that on Saturday. And then with the $400, I really didn't have anything to work with on Sunday. I did one parlay to try and get it all done. I got the Pelicans won. And then I think I even lost. I think I went 1-3 on my 14 parlay.
Yeah, that's good though. That's how you want to go on a parlay. It's better going 3-1.
Yeah, exactly. At least I lost one bet. So I lost under $400 real quick, but they must not be too poor. Collins with his kids right now in, Disney World, so that's why he wasn't able to. They weren't.
Oh, yeah, that's Disney. You're getting paid to go to Disney World now with coronavirus, so he's making money. He made all. That's why he went.
He's walking around. So, yeah.
If you wanted money, he wouldn't be there. That's how it is.
That's how I was going to be. My next statement was just going to be, "What doesn't really matter, Webb, because we're all going to die."
That's right. Dang, we're all going to die. At least seems like we're going to die soon. You can't even watch a sporting event. You can't go out of the house. You can't buy toilet paper. You can't buy Purell. I don't know what's going on. It's the plague. It's the dark ages all over against Smith. It's ponderous. What were we just talking about? The Ivy League canceled their tournament. They just literally canceled the Jazz and the Thunder professional basketball game after they announced the players. Both teams, 10 players walk onto the court. The refs have a little powwow by the scores table there. Blow the whistle, wave it off. Everybody's got to leave. I don't know.
That's crazy.
What's going on. I don't understand.
I know they already said they're not going to be playing with fans at Golden State. And I believe the Seattle Mariners said when they start baseball at this point, they're not going to be playing with any fans there.
Yep.
And they already said the men's and women's college basketball tournament, which the Final Four for the women's was going to be here in New Orleans, is not going to have any fans in the building.
There you go. I mean, that's it. Big 12, Big 10 ACC tournaments, no fans. Yeah, I saw something in, Seattle or Oregon or whatever. Any grouping, any event that has more than 250 people, they can't have it. So how is that? Is that arbitrary? So over 250? I guess that's where the algorithm fits in. That's when it becomes a problem. 250 people.
Yeah. How they 249, you're good. 249,
right.
You're good.
251, no way.
So they're canceling. I never thought I'd see New Orleans cancel shit. They're canceling all
kinds of
shit.
No, it's a real panic.
They canceled, a few St. Patrick's Day parades. They canceled the Hogs for the Cause. Like I said, the March Madness, the Final Four for women is going to be here this year. They already said there won't be any fans for that. So hopefully this thing, we got the French Quarter Fest and the Jazz Fest coming up very soon. And they haven't made any announcements on that yet, but the way things are going, it's not looking good. So we'll see. We'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, that's, it's crazy. I keep thinking, I don't know. Obviously, I'm the one that's trying to just.
No, it's not you. I think it'll just pass if everybody just chills the fuck out.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
So, told you. So I met, while I was in Vegas, one of the cool things was there. I actually met, Pete Rose and, Emmett Smith, but I made a mistake, man. So you going in, you got the guys there and, I'm with Sharon and I'm like, holy shit, that's Pete Rose. Like, there's not too many former, athletes that I would really stop at when you're 50 years old that really stop and you go, holy shit, I would like to go in there and say hey to that dude.
Charlie Hustle.
All right. So Pete Rose, basically, if you buy a little, they had a picture for like $100 or a bat was like $200. You buy the thing and then you get to sit with him and say hello. And then, he takes a picture with you and says hi and stuff like that. Signs the bat. So I was just going to get the picture. Sharon convinced me to pay the $200 to get the bat. It was a mistake. I should have just got the picture. It wasn't that big of a deal to me. I just wanted to sit down, but because get the photo op for the Facebook page and all that shit.
Yeah, right. Then, always about the show. Come on, man.
So then, as soon as I get done, I let you know and our new intern Nick Perrone, and Nick's like, why didn't you get him to say something on a recording or something? I was like, oh God, now I'm sure. Right. I'm like, man, you're so right. If I ever get a chance, even if it's just to say, hey, this is Pete Rose, make sure you guys listen to the Wager Maker podcast. Even if I just got that, we could use that on a show like crazy.
Hell yeah.
So I basically say at that point, I'm like, damn, I saw Ricky Jackson, the Saints Hall of Famer at the golf course like a week ago. And I didn't think about it then. So I was like, if I ever see anybody else, I'm definitely going to, you know, that's going to be my thing. Sure enough, an hour later, me and Sharon are walking down the strip. And they're doing another signings is your boy, number 22, our man, number 22.
I tell you, he started a whole thing. He started a whole gig on the show.
So there's Emmett Smith, and then this time Sharon's trying to convince me to get a helmet. I'm like, no, I'm gonna do whatever I have to do to get in to see this dude.
Right.
And then I'm gonna get him and say, hey, this is Emmett Smith. Make sure you listen to the Wager Makers podcast. You know, make sure you listen to Smith and Webb, something like that.
How good.
And so I went in, and I would have never done this shit. I would have just looked at him and said, oh, look, that's Emmett Smith over there. Pretty cool. But, I know that's your best buddy.
My man right
yeah,
there.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I go in, I buy the picture. I think his picture was like 150 or something like that. Just for the picture.
That'd be Pete Rose.
Right. Right. So I get, and I sit down. I got my phone ready. I'm asking to say it. I'm like, hey, dude, man, I got a sports podcast. Is there any way you can say, well, I don't even know. And he said, nah, I can't do that. So needless to say, I spent about $400.
I'm not
right off the bat acting like a 4-year-old kid, maybe 8-year-old kid, with his two former athletes, getting them to give me a signature for some reason.
You should have, SP Rose. He probably would have came on weekly and gave us some picks. You know, he got action. He bought a great outfit. He took that money you gave him, turned right around and went to that window and put some action down on the fucking Reds or the Phillies or whoever, the Angels, whoever he's to play for.
Yeah.
To win that division or whatever. Okay. You know he had some action. The most disturbing thing about, dude, what did you got to ask about that hat? What's the story with that hat?
What hat?
Pete Rose always wears that big old hat. It looks like he's like a surfer style. I don't know.
What big ugly red hat?
It's disturbing. It's like Lee Corso when he puts on the helmet and game.
Oh, he had a big white Cincinnati. He had a big white Cincinnati red. It's like old school. Old school.
Right. But just sometimes I even say it's just white. You don't even think it had a logo on it.
Yeah, it was. Well, I'm looking at the picture now. It was white on white with the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
But he's
that's
got the straight look. Straight bill. Totally straight
right.
bill.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like seven sizes.
He don't break that thing down at all.
Right.
Look like a goof. Picture with the hit kick.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys that we kind of idolize and stuff like that, our boys that over at El Presidente over at Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy.
Uh-huh.
Reviewed my favorite Freehold pizza joint yesterday.
Yeah, he came out. I don't know why he kept calling it a bar, but I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. And he lives in Manhattan, I guess. That was what he was saying.
No, they're up in the Boston area. They're up in the Boston area.
He said he took
But they're all over the place. Yeah, they're minutes. Up. They're all over the place.
He's hitting all the haunts. He hit Pete Nellis, which is a great spot, and then Federici, obviously. Okay, but the thing with Federici, where did he get the box? He should have brought it out in the bag.
In a bag. They got boxes now, but they still give it to you in your bag if you want to, if you're old school. For those that don't know, they used to serve it. The pizzas used to come not in a box. They used to come in a brown paper bag. That was the way to go.
They got one in Belmar now. We go sometimes, and then you can still ask for a bag too, right. Just like Freehold style. You get in a bag, the brown paper bag.
I think the bar pie thing is like when it's like thin, And thin, crispy crust like that. He calls those bar pie, not like the big, not like the big on the boardwalk pizzas that you'd see or something.
Yeah, he needs to. Yeah, he needs to subsidize the wager makers. What he needs to do. We'll take care of all that shit.
All right. Well, so in the vein of that, I've decided to do a little something here on the Wager Maker podcast. We're gonna start doing a beer review every week, Webb.
Beer? Okay. What's that say? Nola on there?
Nola. Nice. This is a local brewery. Nola Brewery. This is new for the springtime. This is their Tangerine Squeeze.
Tangerine Squeeze looks good.
You know, like you know me, I'm more of a Budweiser. I'm a king of beers, man. You drink the Miller Lite. We're like regular beer. We're not the beer guys that drink fancy beers and shit like that. But I figured we're gonna do a little beer taster here. So this is their
sponsorship.
Yeah. This is us trying out for sponsorships. That's what us. So we're going to show that we're capable of tasting something and say. So this is Nola's Tangerine Squeeze. It says a wheat ale with tangerine. It's 5.5 alcohol by volume.
There you go.
I don't know what kind of beer they would call this. I'm not really
IPA, kind of right?
It's
just said.
Well,
it's a
wheat ale. Wheat ale.
Ale. There you go. Springtime sounds nice and airy, a little fresh.
Nothing wrong with a tangerine.
On the veranda with the breeze blowing. There you go. Just like a you're in Palm Beach now.
Oh, that's good, man. It's got definitely hints of orange.
Nice. Tangerine.
Very refreshing. Very.
What's a regular beer? 4%. That's 5.5. There you go. 4.3 maybe regular beer.
You're asking. You should ask the guy to own some bars or something.
Right. That's somebody who's been on Bar Rescue.
Yeah. So Noel is a local microbrewery here. They're up on Chapultepec. You can take tours. They have all kinds of stuff. Pretty cool looking can.
Yeah, that's good.
Silver can, label. Very good. Refreshing beer. Refreshing beer. I drink nice their. They have a 7th Street wheat that's like a lemon and basil kind of flavor, and so it's refreshing like that too. It's crisp in the summertime. This one's very good. Well, tangerine squeeze. If anybody wants to try that out. We got that on tap at Turtle Bay, just so you know.
There you go, on tap.
New beer on tap. It's new seasonal. New seasonal by Nola Brewery.
There you go.
All right, so we'll move on. We got rid of that stuff. We'll deal with Colin, I guess, and Brad another day. I thought I was going to have to pay the piper today and hear all kinds of shit from them. They've been talking all kinds of shit all week about how they were going to destroy me. And then now they're running around.
They're in Disneyland. It's all right.
Yeah, doing Disneyland. And one thing I did want to say is Nick Perrone, our intern, I got a little bit of an issue because Weber still, after a week after the competition, still has no social media presence whatsoever.
None.
Not a bit. Chad Arnold was waiting. Look, now that you can't go outside, there's nothing else to do but listen to podcasts and play around on social media.
Our numbers are going to skyrocket.
Right. This coronavirus is the best thing that ever happened to us. All right. So, I don't know, Nick Perrone, if you're listening, I want Webb. He doesn't even have to use his real name. He can be Wager Maker Webb.
He'll listen to this tomorrow. He'll get it.
Yeah. Wager Maker Webb. I want him on Facebook,
on everything,
Twitter. I want him tweeting, TikToking. TikTok, don't stop.
There you go.
All right, Webb. So saw a news story this week. I thought this would get riled up a little bit. We're getting into pretty close to free agency time in the NFL and times when you have to put the franchise tag on guys. I saw that just recently they said that Dak Prescott was offered basically $100 million guaranteed at $33 million a year, and they haven't put some pen to the paper yet.
Ponderous, man. First of all, let's just say Dak Prescott can fornicate himself with a sharp stick. How are you going to turn down, literally to sign your name, $33 million, four years, $33 million per season, $105 million guaranteed. Guaranteed $105 million. He said, I don't think so. So what is he saying? At that point, he's saying he needs to be compensated as the best player in the National Football League, I guess. Now let's review. They were 8-8 this past season. Two games, twice, they did not score a touchdown. They finished 8-8. They lost the division by one game. Two times, they didn't score a touchdown. How can he, in his right mind, turn around and say that he wants 35, whatever, 40, whatever the number is, over $33 million? How can you do it? You can't do it.
I don't know.
Now, let's give you this. Let's look at it even in a game perspective, right? Let's say whatever the Cowboys are right now to win the Super Bowl, let's just speculate it's 15-1. Okay. Let's say that somehow they trade his sorry ass to the Bengals, and he goes 3-13 for the rest of his shabby career. And that somehow the Cowboys end up with Derek Carr. And I'll use Derek Carr because he's similar. He's kind of middle of the road quarterback. Still last year had 4,000 passing yards, 74% completion. Very comparable to Prescott. Team was right around, I'm not sure how many wins they ended up having, but it was around maybe 6-8, whatever the number. Anyway, so let's say Derek Carr is your starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys come September. What do those odds go to? Did they go to from 15-1 to 50-1? No. Maybe they dropped to what, 18?
No. I would just say the same. Maybe,
right, exactly.
Maybe a couple
exactly.
points here and there.
Right, exactly. So Dak Prescott is fooling himself. Fuck him. I hope they trade him. I want him traded. I don't even want him on the team. I don't want to see him. I don't want to hear his character. Because if he had character, the contract would have been signed a year ago. I'm sick of him. I'm done with it. Fuck him.
Move on. I think you – this is not the first time you brought up Derek Carr. I think you might like him over there in a Cowboy uniform. Is that?
Well, he's similar. I mean, he's a guy. He doesn't seem – I don't – he just doesn't seem to make noise. And he's – I think he's like that middle-of-the-road guy. He gets paid a decent amount of money. I think he gets kind of, disrespected a little bit. So if maybe see what he did if he had some weapons. I don't know.
Yeah, no doubt. So for the record, you are okay with Dak Prescott fornicating himself with a sharp stick?
That's correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I wrote that down. I made a note of that when you said it. Because I had never heard that one before, really.
That's going to be on the next year's intern. Take note, Nick. Mark that one down.
What player was Webb like to say he can fornicate himself with a sharp stick?
Object, right.
But I have a feeling that's going to be one that catches on. We might talk about a lot of players like that.
Right.
That might be one of those ones.
Who's the first one? That's what the first.
I have a feeling that may catch on.
Right.
Fornicate himself with a sharp stick.
Right. Yeah. You got that. That could be our slogan.
All right. So, Webb, they got the conference hoop tournaments being played with no crowd. Do you see, as far as gambling goes, most of the conference tournaments are pretty much played in neutral zone, neutral court type places, but also so are the NCAA tournament games. Do you see anything that might be affected by, I don't know, affecting the games at all, or maybe the over unders or something from a gambling perspective, how that might change?
I think it'll help the underdogs, the lower level teams, certainly a mid major like Kentucky. When's the last time any of these guys on Kentucky played look for less than, I don't know, 40,000 people or whatever Rupp Arena holds, 35, whatever it is. When's the last time they played for, even when most of these kids are playing, in front of 25,000 people in high school. So I think the no noise, the lack of noise, the lack of, peripheral stuff may help these other teams in that they won't be in awe playing in front of a bigger crowd. They won't walk out there and get a little bit of jelly legs for a little bit of a time, time being. This may give them a little bit more of a shot. Now, at the end, I think, talent's going to kind of rise to the top. But I think in that way, it takes away a little bit of those nerves and jitters for the underdog. And it's a little weird for some of the big time guys to play in front of nobody versus, playing in front of these huge crowds. And I was reading about the kid from Kentucky who left the team. I guess he's having some anxiety issues or something. And he said every game that he plays, they play against at the other team's Super Bowl, which is probably true. So you take away that crowd and a lot of that pressure and hype. I think it plays better for the underdog and that little, Davy to the Goliath type thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's be interesting to see. You brought up Kentucky. I know they've played here before, and like they have the SEC tournament here occasionally, and just in traveling in general. I don't know if anybody travels for basketball as much as Kentucky fans
right.
do. They're ridiculous right. Home court advantage wherever they go, really, especially in a neutral site. In a neutral
right.
site kind of game, Kentucky fans would be all over the darn place.
Especially playing, I don't know who's a decent mid-major. I don't need like
or even just playing in a conference tournament where there are not as many. If Kentucky's even in the SEC tournament against a Vanderbilt or something like that.
Right. But even that 4-5 matchup or whatever they're going to be, or that second round matchup in the tournament, you'll catch, George Mason from back years ago or whoever. And all of a sudden that's, it's a 14 point spread and it's under 2 minutes left and it's touch and go. So it's interesting. Kentucky actually wouldn't be in, oh, dude, we're at your place in the Final Four. That's who won it that year, Kentucky. And there was Kentucky fans everywhere. Everything was blown away.
Yeah, they travel that for basketball. Kentucky, the fans travel. Maybe we can, next week we're going to just a reminder. Next week we're going to have our bracket show. I think me and Webb are probably going to come on here maybe earlier in the week on Monday or Tuesday and go right down the brackets and fill it out with everyone. Maybe we'll get a couple buddies on here. we can all get together and fill out brackets, and then maybe we'll have some type of competition. We'll have to think about that, and not between me and Webb, but other people. We'll sign it up on ESPN or something like that, and if you beat us, we'll get you some kind of prize or something.
Yeah, that works. We'll get you some Nola tangerine beer.
A whole case of Nola tangerine beer.
There you go. There you go. Ice cold for the springtime. 5% alcohol by value. There you go.
Yeah, you'll be set for the spring. And no coronavirus. Since you have to stay at home, we'll send it to you.
That's right. I'll go to you.
You can't come out and drink it with a friend.
Sealed bag with a case of Purell.
We'll get you a Wager Maker shirt and hat and a case of beer. That's our kind of pool.
And some bleach and Clorox.
Toilet paper. All right. So yeah, next week we'll fill out the pools. We'll get a couple buddies on here. We'll fill out some brackets so you can see where we're going with that. This is always a good time to watch real close how these conference tournaments go down, really see who's playing well at this point.
It's great time, man. I'd love it when you wake up and, you know, before lunch, they're tipping off. So it's the best from now until Sunday, and then we'll be off till, and then they start again Thursday morning again, and then it's right through till Sunday again. So it's great. Love it. Weather changes, the clocks and everything, and now college hoops, you got to love it.
Now you got an excuse to stay inside, too.
That's right. You can't go
outside. Because we're all going to die. That's it.
That's right. Spend your money. That's right. Wager it.
Right. Yeah. Then go out swinging now.
That's right. Yeah. Either go out on a high or it's going to be broke anyway.
You can't take it with you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Can't take it with you.
All right. So, any other sports news this week? We want to discuss real quick. This is kind of a little bit
of a down week. That's interesting. We talked about it before. How much respect that the Pelican? Oh, I got a funny thing for Nick Perrone, our intern. Did you see that Jet Robbie Anderson? This is how slow the news. He had a dream that he played with Tom Brady. So even the Jets, the best players, are dreaming, literally dreaming of playing with Tom Brady. That's where the Jet fans are. That's where the Jet franchise is. The best player. One of the best players on the team is dreaming of playing with Brady.
I think Nick Perrone's been dreaming for years that he played with Tom Brady, but just for the Jets.
That's right.
So, and they had another, didn't they have another Jets player got caught with a gun at an airport or something like that?
Yeah, that was a couple days from Alabama. Too. Quinnen Williams, that was like the first round pick. He was like the number 4 pick in the draft. Yeah. Yep. It's difficult.
Oh, I forgot about that was in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a gun in there? Seriously?
Oh. I can't bring that on here?
I forget where I put my Glock all the time. So.
It could happen to anybody.
Right. But the comment I was, the Pelicans, the respect that they're getting, I think they laid 11.5 on the road the other night.
They covered on that too, I think. On
which
that one.
Which is crazy. And then they're laying some points on the road again tonight. So that's something that tells you right there that they are turning the corner for sure, man.
They have, man. And it just, they're playing good ball. I don't know if they're going to be enough. They lost that game to the T-Wolves. We talked about that last week.
A couple games they should have won
that they lost, but they still play Memphis, I think, 3 times still before it's over. Right now they're about 3.5 back of them in the standings.
Memphis has dropped a little bit, but, Lillard's back. So I think they've been playing, Portland has been playing, the Blazers, Trailblazers has been playing better. Since Lillard's been back, that's another. They got to battle them too, right? I think it's a 3 of them.
Yeah, they're basically tied with Portland and Sacramento, and then they're all three and a half. Yeah. So it's a huge game tonight. They got some huge games coming up, but they are. I mean, they're just solid. They've been playing 6-4 and 7-3 in their last 10. Like if you look for a long time, they do that kind of stuff. So
yeah. Well, I sent you that other email this afternoon about your boy. In LA about his fourth quarter numbers.
Yeah, what was that? Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
He averages 4 points a fourth quarter or something?
Yeah, he's 58th in scoring in the NBA in fourth quarter. He's averaging 4 points, 2 buckets a game or whatever, 4 points per fourth quarter. It's 58th in the league. And he had that open jumper last night, the 3-ball to win it against the Nets, and he missed it.
Well, there's one reason for that is because he's LeBron's bitch.
That's right. Well, LeBron laid it up right for him, put the ball, passed it right out to him. Danny Green had it, gave it to LeBron. It was a right basketball play. Dude was wide open, you know.
I mean, you're either the A personality man like LeBron, or you're the Anthony Davis, LeBron's bitch. And so in the fourth quarter, when the chips are on the line, who's getting the ball? Who's getting a rock? LeBron.
Well, LeBron had it, but a good basketball play. He did the right thing. He passes the open guy for the win. Who's making $100 million? Brick. So I'm hard to argue with that in that scenario. But they did just beat the Clippers, so we'll see.
Oh, and they beat the Bucks too. I had that. That was one of the games the night before Colin and and Brad got to Las Vegas. I had the Lakers and the under in that game. They played pretty good that night.
Giannis has been out, so he's got a sprained knee. That would change things dramatically. That would, for certainly in the East, obviously, but that almost definitely book it for either the Clippers or the Lakers to get that, you know, take that home. Well, that's interesting for the East to see. And then, I'm fucking pissed at the Celtics too, man. They crushed us last week. It was, those two games were easy winners. I had them both count and they choked on them both, had them both on the money line. So those two hurt.
So I saw, the Green Bay Packers released our old buddy, Jimmy Graham today.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was news pretty recently. So a lot of Saints fans are talking about getting him, but he didn't do anything
since he left.
He hasn't done shit. There's a whole lot of receivers in the league that haven't done a whole lot after they left Drew Brees. There's a whole list of guys like that.
You'll start seeing guys get cut. Now, I see the Dolphins cut their safety, that All-Pro Jones, and then Jonathan Joseph, he's All-Pro corner for the Texans, got released. You're going to see a bunch of people getting dropped real quick. A lot of guys, you see a couple of guys retiring. That dude Yanda retired at 35, and somebody else retired early too. They're saying it's going to be the new model, kind of get in early 30s, something like that. Yanda was 35, but there's a couple of guys getting out in their early 30s, which when you think about it, that's not a bad gig playing the NFL.
Man, you get in, you get your rookie contract and get that second contract.
Yeah, and then,
and then after that, you're good.
Pension's got to be four.
You got to play 5 years. You play 5 years and you get the insurance and all that kind of stuff for the rest of your life.
Pension's got to be $400,000 a year. It's, I mean, crazy.
Oh, we wanted to apologize to the Bohannon last week. I told him that he would basically have Kevin Porter Jr.'s kids. He was the one that didn't put a shirt on.
Yeah.
But he's not the one from Missouri. Michael Porter Jr. is the one from Missouri. Michael Porter Jr. that Brad would have his children, Kevin Porter Jr. Yeah. And just like, you know, when you get fake news on TV, they always bury the apology. I'm sorry that this came so late in the show. Yeah. It's Michael Porter Jr. that Brad would have his children, not Kevin Porter Jr.
He's going at the bottom of page 5 instead of in bold letters on the front page.
Yes, I wanted to,
Well, Michael Porter was the one who only went to Missouri for like a half a season because his brother.
Yeah, I don't even know if he played. He hurt himself.
Shady shit going on. Yeah. So
well, I think he got hurt within a day.
Like, yeah, but there was first practice before that. Like, it's only they hired his brother the day. You know.
Yes.
Something. Like
that. Well, his brother went there too.
That's right. He wasn't.
Maybe his dad's a coach or something.
Something like that.
I don't know. We'll get this full. If Brad's on next week,
give us the whole rundown.
If Brad's on next week, he'll give us the whole rundown because he basically wants to be part of that family.
Anyway, we'll get the whole Missouri story.
He loves the Porter Jr. He wished his name was Brad Porter Jr.
Jr.
So, all right. I kind of like this drinking a beer thing while we're doing the show.
I like it. You see, Gronk is going to do the WWE.
He'd be perfect. He's basically a WWE star now.
He's been that anyway, right? Why not? Might as well get paid for it, like legit. Yeah.
He could do that forever.
Right.
Forever exactly. And make millions.
Yeah. It's great. Love it.
All right. Anything else we want to cover other than just to say, look, tune in next week. We're going to do a show early, get all the brackets in. If somebody wants to get involved in a bracket show, they think they can beat us, let us know. And also, you don't have to be on the show to do it. You can just do it, fill out a bracket, and we'll keep track.
Yeah, send it in. Yeah, you got it. Yep, that's it. We're good.
All right. All right, that's it for show number 39. We'll be back next week. We'll be show number 40. Holy crap. Thank you, John Grove, for the bumper music, iHeartRadio. Devin's going to tell you about YouTube right now.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
Thank you, Devin. And Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Check us out at sportswatchmonitor.com, Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast, The Wager Makers Podcast at The Wager Makers on Twitter, at The Wager Makers on Instagram, and thewagermakers@gmail.com to email us. Listen, if you like us, tell some friends, even put some reviews on the podcast sites and stuff like that. Put some good reviews on. All right. Thank you all for listening. Webb, take us out.
Brick by brick, baby. Thanks, Smith. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week.